This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Don, we're going to want to cover a lot more subjects than just NICAP, so let me speed this up with a few concerns here. So we don't see that today at all. We don't see that MUFON, for example, is conducting daily interviews. They just have that TV reality show about which the less said the better. But we don't have that kind of reaction from the media as we did in the 60s. Then it was new and different. Now we're all old and jaded. You do see occasional coverage on local TV shows of a UFO event, but it just disappears.
Yeah. I'm particularly interested in that because that's my background. The press, newspapers, scientific newsletters, all sorts of stuff. And that concerns me greatly, but number one, we're not getting leads to potentially hot cases. You look at Peter Davenport's website, for instance, and you look at the latest reports. They're meaningless. You don't know anything about the source, except more and more of them are absolutely anonymous. It means you can't follow up. But it's just vague reports of funny lights in the night sky. That's not news. Close-up sighting by a 20-year veteran airline captain, that's another matter. But we're not getting those. They may not be happening, or they may be happening and they aren't being reported. I don't know. But we used to get newsworthy sightings almost daily, in the really busy times at least. And so a reporter calling us and asking us what's new got something. He got stories. And a NICAP-like organization today couldn't do that. You have to have good investigation before a report becomes meaningful. And I don't see much of that going on.
So let me ask you a real key question that kind of follows from that. Are we seeing as many UFOs today as we did then, or is it just a matter of the fact that fewer instances happen, or is it that just people are more or less discouraged from talking about it?
I wish I had a simple answer. I don't. The two organizations that publicly collect sightings, that's Davenport's group and MUFON, are getting a lot of reports. Not good ones, but at least numbers. Whether there are more or less sightings, I don't know. We never got hundreds of sightings at NICAP, but we got quality sightings. It got up to 15 to 18 a day for a while in very busy times. But see, we didn't have access to email and the internet. I shudder to think how many we would have gotten if that had been the case. I don't think we could have handled it.
Well, that would almost argue in favor of there being more cases because it's easier for people to report it. And the fact is there aren't. But still, occasionally you run into a case that seems fairly compelling. So it's not as if the UFOs have left us.
Well, whether or not there are more cases or we're merely hearing about a different percentage of them. See, back in the 60s, there were two organizations that you could report to, organizations that were widely respected, the Air Force and NICAP. Today, the average person doesn't have the faintest idea who to report a sighting to.
Yeah.
He may go on the internet, in which case he will be overwhelmed with worthless UFO sites, and probably give up. I once got a call from a guy who had worked for the FAA for 40 years, still worked for them. He and his wife had had a sighting from their private plane up near Camp David, the presidential retreat. And he said he had spent all morning trying to find somebody who would listen to him. Now, this is a guy who knew how Washington operated, who to call. And he happened to call the library of the National Air and Space Museum, which had to be a desperation, and whoever he talked to knew of my interest. He called me, and we went on from there. It was a good daylight sighting by a good witness. But I suspect that most people don't know to whom to report a sighting. There's always been a great reluctance to report, afraid of ridicule. This goes for the average Joe and for a congressman. Well, or maybe average Joe should be above them. But the more important a person's reputation is to them, the greater the hesitation to report.
Yeah, the less likely they are to report it. Well, you mentioned
I once asked Kehoe what he would do if he had a sighting. He said he wouldn't dream of reporting it. He said, who's going to believe me?
Really? That source from the FAA, if you call the FAA today with a, you know, let's say a quality daylight sighting, they refer you on to Bigelow Aerospace in Las Vegas, Robert Bigelow's organization.
Yeah, I know Bigelow.
Well, that's where the FAA is telling people to call and report in their sightings. What do you think of Bigelow's involvement in vacuum cleaning up sighting reports and especially quality ones, landed objects, good daylight sightings? Have you followed his particular saga over the last 20 years?
Only the beginning of it, which is a number of years ago. I don't know what 90s. He does with reports, whether he has people to investigate them, whether he publishes analyses of sightings. I have no idea. But what? I was part of a briefly active organization called the UFO Research Coalition. It brought under an umbrella the Fund for UFO Research, MUFON, and the Hynek Center for UFO Studies. The idea being that together we could work on bigger projects. And it worked for a while. But then the money came from Bigelow, and we decided what to work on. It was a reasonable division of labor because we knew the field and he didn't. But then he decided that he knew more than we did. He would have veto power over anything we wanted to do, and that was the end of it. But he had some strange ideas, or ideas that we didn't get along with.
Well, could you give us some for instances there?
Oh, he got into something he called, I can't even think of it, consciousness survival, how the human conscious survives death, and a lot of these things working together could do big stuff. It wasn't clear then, and it's less clear to me now. But pretty far out ideas, and we were all pretty much nuts and bolts types. And so,
where's the connection between consciousness studies and UFOs? I think it's an interesting possibility. But what could you glean from his interest in these, rather out there subjects as they relate to UFOs? I don't see the connection.
I don't either, and the coalition board didn't either. But he wanted these subjects to be investigated and for us to be involved in it, and it just didn't work. We averaged 15, 20 years experience in the UFO field, and we were there only because he needed our experience and whatever wisdom resulted from it. And so when he changed the rules, we lost interest.
Let's do our break now, and then we'll get back to this.
Don, yeah, that's interesting.
Oh, It's fascinating possibilities here. Don Berliner is with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news at theparacast.com. That's news at theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Don Berliner joining Gene and Chris in the Paracast. As you see, he's been involved in UFO research for many, many years. We're talking, of course, about the connections between Bigelow. Every time people get connected with Bigelow, there are always terms and conditions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, saw famously what happened with MUFON.
Yeah, yeah. It just didn't work for us, and so we parted company. not on the best of terms with parted company.
But you give us the time frame, Don. Are we talking 93, 94?
Oh, boy. Something like that. Well, let's see. When did The Best Available Evidence come out?
I think that was 94, wasn't it, or 95?
Okay, just a little before that.
Okay, so 93, 94.
Yeah, along in there, yeah.
You know, it's interesting. Bigelow's name, of course, has come up in many different ways. Most notably, of course, is the Sherman Ranch up in the Uinta Basin of Utah. Mm-hmm. That George Knapp and Colm Kelleher wrote a book called Hunt for the Skinwalker. And some of the papers that NIDS, the National Institute for Discovery Sciences, published in the late 90s, which were actually into the early 2000s, they did publish some interesting papers. Nothing that really, I think, dealt with the UFO subject in general. They were focusing, let's say, on the Montana waves or black triangles or specific unexplained livestock death cases and whatnot. Someone like a Bigelow, do you think that they have a responsibility to publish information, or do you think this whole idea of proprietary information and the privacy of data is one that he can stand behind and not present any sort of papers to the public or present any sort of data at all?
Well, I mean, it's his money. He can do pretty much what he wants with it. I would like to see more publications, investigations of UFO reports. I don't know why he would want to sit on that. But you can't tell him that he has to do it because he doesn't. So we didn't run into that problem. While we were working with him, we decided what would be published, and it was published. He didn't. But I can see where he may be looking for advanced technology ideas that he can use in Bigelow Aerospace.
Mm-hmm.
And he certainly wouldn't want those to be publicized where other
right.
companies could get their hands on. But as far as just UFO sightings are concerned, I don't know. I think it's unfortunate, but that's about as far as I can go with it.
Well, it seems to me that if you have the Federal Aeronautics Administration funneling sighting reports to a private individual, there should be some sort of accountability there, at least in my mind. You can't privatize information that is gathered or forwarded by some sort of public, you know, government agency.
Yeah. I see what you mean.
Or administration. My point being, if he's collecting, you know, gobs of data through the FAA, through pilot reports, that sort of thing, Ted Rowe and Richard Haynes should be involved in that loop. He should be at least reporting the kinds of sighting reports that are forwarded by the FAA back to the organizations that represent the people.
Well,
that's something I think is important.
Yeah, I disagree on this point. I don't think that the FAA is forwarding reports or information. I think they're merely referring reporters, witnesses. Say, don't bother us with this, bother Bigelow.
So that's basically an excuse.
What's that?
That's an excuse on their part just to get these people off their backs. Him instead.
Yeah, what does the FAA have to gain by collecting UFO reports? And so individual FAA employees had been beneficial to NICAP at times, but as an organization, it wasn't. We didn't get reports from them. They may have told people to contact NICAP. I don't know. But there was no transfer of content of reports from FAA to a private group.
Okay. Well, he's got it made in the shade then.
Well, hey, you know, he's got a whole bunch of money, and he likes to spend it on things that amuse him. I probably would if I had it too. But
okay, you say amuse him. So is this involvement in paranormal research just sort of a hobby with him, where he's just having a good time playing around with his excess cash?
Well, I think it started out that way. It may have developed into more. As I say, with the UFO reports, he may be looking for evidence of advanced technology that he could use.
Right.
And so, because Bigelow Aerospace is a significant part of his operation now.
Yeah.
And so it started out as a sideline.
Well, and there's also the factor of losing his son at a fairly early age, and his obsession with attempting to contact him and or get involved in consciousness studies with that as the motivation. I've heard that from a number of people.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
So,
there's
always a reason for something.
Yeah, people have to have motivations, especially when they're throwing, six and seven figure budgets at them.
Yeah. Well, that's what he was offering the UFO Research Coalition, that kind of money. And
but with that kind of money, there's strings attached. You know it.
Well, we didn't even go that far. We were so unaccustomed to dealing with money in such quantities, we didn't come up with big projects. We'd never had any reason to, because we knew we couldn't finance them. And so we kept coming up with small projects worth of four and five figures. And so I think we could have learned if things had gone on longer. It only lasted about a year. But what his true motivations were, he never let on.
Yeah, he plays things very close to the best. Well, a project that really first alerted me to you and your work was the Rockefeller Initiative that in part ended up becoming the best available evidence, a document that you and Antonio Huneas put together. And when we come back from our next break, it'd be really interesting to hear your memory of how that whole initiative began with Bootsy Galbraith and Sandy Wright and others who were involved in this. And it would be great to get your firsthand knowledge of how that project it was initiated and the kinds of things that you had to go through to produce that document with Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do that right after the break with Don Berliner joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. free. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
We have Don Berliner joining us this week with Gene and Chris on the Paracast. Of course, he was involved in this document, UFO briefing document, the best available evidence, with our old friend Antonio Huneas. Can you tell us more in response to Chris's question?
Yeah, the first contact we had with it was when Mrs. Galbraith contacted one of us, I forget which one, and asked if we could have a special meeting of the board of the UFO Research Coalition. And we got together with her in Chicago. She described her activities with Lawrence Rockefeller, how she was directing his investment. Well, no, an investment, you expect a return. His spending money on UFO projects. He didn't know the field well enough, and so she handled it. And she used as an office. You mentioned the woman's name now. I've forgotten it.
Sandy Wright.
Sandy Wright. Yeah. She just used her office. And at that meeting, she posed the idea of the best available evidence report. We liked it. I agreed to write it at that point. And I never had any contact with Rockefeller in this, not even a phone call. But I worked strictly with Mrs. Galbraith, gradually learning to call her Bootsy, which I thought was kind of funny, like talking to somebody's toy poodle. But a very, very bright woman, very talented. And then I handled the casebook part of it, and she and Antonio did the quotes from important people. And we printed up 1,000 copies. And they were distributed by hand to people we felt might be able to do something if sufficiently impressed. This meant people in government, in the scientific community, in the diplomatic corps, busy people. And if you look through the book, you see it can be read quickly, piece by piece. It's not a story. And so we did get close to 1,000 copies out there, and some very important people, including heads of state, got their copies from people they knew. We didn't mail them to them. They get too much as it is and don't see much of it. But Mrs. Galbraith, for instance, knew a number of heads of state from her days at the U.S. Embassy in Paris, where her now late husband was our ambassador. And so we felt it was a rare opportunity to get our ideas out to people who, as I say, could, if impressed, do something about it, make a difference.
Well, Stephen Greer was one that got a copy of it early on.
Was involved before that. In fact, she had talked to him about it before she talked to us. But apparently every time they discussed it, the price jumped up. And he ended up wanting to put together a whole permanent organization. And what he wanted from Rockefeller was in seven figures. And it was absolutely preposterous.
So maybe the greed factor was involved there with Greer's position?
Well, I think he wanted to be somebody very important in the field.
He preempted the release of the document by releasing his own version of it and putting his name on it.
Oh, yeah, I got a copy of that.
Well, kind of run us through that scenario and how that happened. I remember at the time there were some people that were not very happy about that.
I was one of them, in fact.
Yeah, and Antonio as well, and Sandy Wright and others.
Well, we hired a very big Washington law firm that put pressure on Greer, and he stopped distributing it. But, yeah, what happened? Sandy Wright gave him, I guess it was a disc, of a draft of the report, not the final. And he took it and made some changes in it. He kept my name on it. Otherwise, it would have been plagiarism and easy to prove, and made it look like the whole thing was done by his group, C. SETI, which was certainly not the case. And they see we had to get the help of a powerful law firm to stop him. And Sandy Wright, unfortunately, was involved in that. She got him the copy. What happened? He claimed that he didn't violate our copyright because he only printed up a draft. Well, it seems that his attorney wasn't very good. Turned out she didn't even belong to her local bar association. Yeah, I wouldn't take a fender bender to her. But she apparently told him that drafts aren't covered by the eventual copyright of the final version, and that doesn't happen to be the case. I think it was years and years ago. But she had no case, and so he gave in. And so it... I don't know what he's done since then, but I was slipped a copy by somebody who had gotten it from Greer.
Well, he's training ambassadors to the universe. In fact, he has a training coming up this weekend, the Joshua Tree.
Chris.
Unelected spokespersons to the ETs.
I'm trying to get in there. Chris, don't give him too much promotion.
I agree. Well, let's see, don't you get a boarding pass when you go through his course?
Well, you have to sign a release form that you won't hold C. SETI responsible for anything that happens if you decide to go on board.
Now, don't we have a Federal Trade Commission out there that investigates abuses? Shouldn't they be called in?
Probably. But they wouldn't want to get involved because it would be embarrassing if it went public. So he's got that on his side. But I think anybody who pays him thousands of dollars to go to a training session deserves to lose their money.
I'm sorry. I'm going to be accused of giggling here on our forums.
Well,
but,
sometimes you have to. But
yeah,
Dick
it's
Hall
so ludicrous.
And Rob Switek and I had a long private meeting with Greer when he was just getting started. And he was very impressive, well-dressed, well-spoken. But one of the things that was on a position paper or something that he kept, he didn't give us copies, but let us read it, was that, the aliens will not make direct contact with humans until we have achieved permanent world peace. And I challenge anybody to tell me how that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's
how do you determine?
Order.
You know, if we have absolute world peace for 100 years, who's to say that the next day somebody isn't going to start a war? So no such thing as permanent world peace.
Well, that's a good excuse. Therefore, the aliens would choose never to land, except for those who claim they have met up with aliens. And what about UFO abductions? And I haven't even asked you about abductions. I want to ask you about that, too. But I certainly think we're giving Dr. Greer a little too much publicity here, so we shall not mention it, except, of course, that this event will coincide with the broadcast of the show, so it may be too late anyway. Don Berliner is with us. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark. As ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky, if you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
With Gene and Chris on the Paracast, I want to bring up some more subjects in the UFO field because obviously we have only 5 segments left, and let's kind of make them as productive as possible. So, other than the Barney and Betty Hill episode, NICAP really didn't get much into UFO abductions. What about Don Berliner?
Well, our problem at NICAP was Kehoe on this. He was a very conservative guy, not only politically, but personally. His getting into UFOs doesn't seem to follow on, but he was very, very cautious. And he had had enough trouble with the likes of George Adamski and the other contactees, on whom we had to spend far too much time. And he was just terribly suspicious about the Barney and Betty Hill case, to a great extent because they were a mixed-race couple. And his political conservatism didn't line up with that. But we didn't know what to do with the case. Let's see. NICAP's first knowledge of it came in about 1961, which was before I was there. And it didn't go public until John Fuller's book in 66. But I was quite familiar with the story before it went public. And it was so different from the contactee stories, which were, in most cases, laughable. Here was a very solid married couple. Both had good jobs. And they did not want the story out. Hall and I were the only two people on the staff who knew where the report was hidden. And the mere fact that they had told us to keep it quiet increased our interest considerably. Other people claiming face-to-face contact with aliens were types to stand on the street corner and hand out leaflets. So we couldn't find any reason not to believe them. But when it first hit, we didn't know what to write on the tab of the folder holding the report. It was so different. And we had good investigators on it, in particular Walt Webb, the assistant curator of the planetarium in Boston, Hayden Planetarium. Very, very good investigator, very hard-headed. and everybody who got involved in it was convinced. And so we just hoped that we would get more stories like that and be able to make some comparative studies. And in fact, when we heard that John Fuller was writing a book about the Hills experience, we were concerned because it would make it possible for others to copy the Hills story. And if the Hills story had been secret, that would not have been possible. If we got another story, it would stand on its own. In fact, I had the very uncomfortable task of asking Fuller to not write the book. Of course, he didn't go along with that, and I then apologized because even my asking was unethical for a journalist. But we thought it would interfere with future studies. I don't see any sign that it did. But I don't know that Kehoe was ever convinced that such things were happening. He had, as they say, had too much experience with the old contactees. And so anytime somebody claimed direct contact with aliens, he got very, very nervous. Could hardly blame him. But I have done some investigating. Rob Switek and I did the initial investigation of the two women on the horse farm in Northern Virginia. I think their book said they were in Maryland. Anyway, the owner and the manager of a horse farm in the horse country here, with a very, very involved story of abductions. And in the case of one of the women, involved five generations of her family. It was hard to cast serious doubt on something like that. I got to know both the women, they just weren't the type to make up such stories. They had nothing to gain by it. And so I am pretty well convinced that such things are happening. My big question is, are people being abducted, or are they somehow being mentally tricked into thinking they were being abducted? And don't ask me how you do that, because I don't know. But abductions are so different. They require such different investigations, long-term investigations. You have to get to know the people. You have to watch their behavior over an extended period of time. Does it change? We had an abduction investigative group in Washington. Other cities had them as well. They made no attempt to make themselves known. They didn't advertise. And in no time at all, they had more cases than they could cope with. People somehow found out about them and got these amazing stories. And some good research has been done. Some of the first projects that the Fund for UFO Research ever funded involved abductions. One was a double-blind psychological study of 8 or 9 abductees by a clinical psychologist who had no idea why we had picked those particular people, or that abductions were even involved. The psychologist was looking for patterns of mental or emotional problems, and finally concluded, after we told her that abductions were involved, that she found nothing that would suggest that they were making up stories. And
that's
so
interesting.
There's been some good serious work done on abductions. Dr. Bullard from Indiana University has done some awfully good work. You don't hear much about them now.
Yeah.
Of course, Bud Hopkins is gone. Dave Jacobs. I don't know what Dave's doing currently. So I don't know if people are still having what we call abduction experiences. And if so, are they just keeping it to themselves for personal reasons? Certainly the subject is not in the news.
Well, would that mean then that maybe not so many people are having abductions? Or does that mean that just people who have the experiences don't feel they have an outlet where they could report them?
Yeah, just like with sightings. You never know if what appears to be an increase is real or merely apparent. Are people actually having more experiences, or are we just hearing about a higher percentage of them for some reason? And I don't know how you differentiate. It's beyond my limited knowledge of psychology.
Well, the thing about abductions that bothers me is that they seem to be so frequent. I would think if ET just wanted to take some genetic samples, they could be done pretty painlessly in a much more confined way. They wouldn't be doing it year after year with multiple generations of families, thousands of people around the world. What do you
think? The problem is we don't know what they're really trying to accomplish. If when we first land on another planet that has intelligent beings on it, we might try to do the same thing. And your hesitancy would be much more applicable to our doing it. We don't know anything about alien psychology. And say we don't know what their goals are. You have to assume that the goals are pretty complicated. But we don't even know why certain people are abducted and others aren't.
We're going to learn other lessons if we don't do this break. Don Berliner is with us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.